Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to second. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Hickman moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Garrett steals second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Milner steals second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooten hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Milner for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to third. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Santo reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets won, and the Cubs won. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Popovich covering, for the out. Dyer moves to second. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets won, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooten hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets won, and the Cubs won. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Mays reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets won, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Agee. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jack Aker now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hamilton now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Popovich reaches third base with a triple. Tug McGraw now pitching. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Bill North pinch runs for Paul Popovich. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.